Now this is a dictation for Charmaine, C-H-A-R-M-A-N-E, Corcoran, C-O-R-C-O-R-A-N, February 1151, addresses a letter to Dr. Jeffrey, J-E-F-F-R-E-Y, Woo, W-O-O, 616-228-9357. Dear Dr. Wu, a follow-up for Mrs. Charmaine, who has chronic kidney disease, sarcoidosis, prior episodes of hypercalcemia, kidney stones. Last visit was in January. She also has obesity, diabetes, hypertension, recurring urinary tract infections. She completed 6 weeks of Monurol, M-O-N-U-R-O-L. Went to see the dermatologist, a diagnosis of seborrheic dermatitis as well as plaque psoriasis. They tried prednisone, but with the recurrent urinary tract infection, they changed to Otezla, O-T-E-Z-L-A, presently on a high dose, 30 twice a day. This needs to be corrected for advanced renal failure. She believes the skin changes are improving. The prior pruritus is resolving. The rash is also much diminished. Denies vomiting dysphagia, denies blood melena, although she's constipated. Denies increase of frequency, urgency, cloudiness in the urine or blood. She has chronic dyspnea, uses nebulizers as needed, oxygen at night. Denies pyrrolemma arterial hemoptysis. Previously documented sarcoidosis, probably involving also the heart, based on a PET scan. Chronic upper respiratory symptoms, no kidney stones. Next paragraph, I review the extensive list of medications. I'm going to highlight that she's not on steroids. Pain control is narcotics, on cholesterol management, for blood pressure on Norvasc. Hydralazine, nitrates, Lasix, and metoprolol. Pain control, tramadol, and the new medicine, Otezla. Dose will be decreased. Next paragraph, on the teleconference, she is a morbidly obese person, wears glasses, mild decreased hearing, but normal speech, no facial asymmetry, no gross respiratory distress. Next paragraph, chemistry is creatinine, presently around 2, progressive over time. Normal electrolyte acid base, GFR 25 stage 4, a normal albumin, normal calcium, liver function test not elevated, glucose in the 140s. Last PTH not elevated. She does not have anemia. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. From the renal standpoint, she has progressive chronic kidney disease, stage 4. However, does not have symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. No worsening of respiratory condition, no indication for dialysis. Dialysis is done for GFR of 15 with above symptoms or uncontrolled volume overload. Next number, sarcoidosis. Next number, multiple episodes of hypercalcemia as well as kidney stones. Next number, prior testing shows abnormalities of heart and sarcoidosis. Next number, morbid obesity. Next number, diabetes poorly controlled. Next number, hypertension presently improved. Next number, calcium oxalate stones presently not active. Next number, recurrent episodes of urinary tract infection. Prior sepsis, pyelonephritis, Staghorn calculi, follows with urology. Next number, extensive skin abnormalities, new diagnosis of plaque psoriasis and seborrheic dermatitis. The dose of Otezla needs to be down to 30 milligrams according to the manufacturing recommendation. Next number, chronic lower extremity edema with biopsy findings, University of Michigan of venous stasis. This was not pyoderma gangrenosum. Next number, she has apparently pustules or lesions on the armpits to be biopsied in the near future. Only should discuss with the patient at length and to dictation.